It's Shan. Welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. This is a QPC, quick parent chat, okay? Something quick, something easy, but we can all relate. Cozy One Podcast is a podcast talking about ways we can be better parents for these kids to make better adults. All right. So I have about 15 things that bug me as a mom, and I know bugs dads and other moms, and I want to talk about. I want to talk about things they never see, and they as in them as those kids, but we see them, okay? Number one, they never see the towel on the floor, but for some reason we see it. They will step over the towel, they will play around the towel, they would have the towel there for the past couple of days and not pick it up, and it really irritates me, okay? The second thing that they never see is the orange peels they dropped on the floor from peeling their fruit. How come I have to come in the kitchen and know everything that you did? When I use the kitchen, I clean up after myself. Why can't you do the same? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Okay? Number three, the shoes in the walkway. I have a basket by the door for shoes. So I don't understand why they just take their shoes off and leave it where they took their shoes off. Like, put the shoes at least out the walkway to the side or in the basket, or for God's sake, take it to your room. Take it to your room, okay? The fourth thing that they never see on the floor, the lunchbox at the door, the lunchbox sitting by the couch, the lunchbox on their room on the floor. Why can't you just empty the lunchbox and put it in the kitchen? Put it in the kitchen so it's easier to find the next morning. Okay? Make it easier for all of us. Number five, the food they left on the trash can top or on the floor next to the trash can. I know you see this trash can dirty. I know I don't have to be the only one that wipes it off, but you guys leave it for me to wipe it off. I know you see that you did not make the trash can with your food or your paper. How about you pick it up and put it in the trash? Why are you waiting for me to say something about the trash you left on the floor? Make it make sense. Number six, the toothpaste in the sink or on the sink or on the side of the faucet. Why do you have to wait for me to tell you to wipe that off? There's two bathrooms in here. I don't use their bathroom to brush my teeth. They use the bathroom. So between both of y'all, clean up that toothpaste. Okay? Number seven, the water dripping in the bathroom irks my soul. All I can think is pennies upon pennies down my drain. If you shower, turn the shower off all the way. Drain the middle pipe thingy. Okay? Because water will sit in there. When you use the sink, brush your teeth, wash your face, do whatever you got to do, but turn the faucets all the way off. Don't let them drip. It's not freezing outside. I don't need you to help me drip my pipes. Just turn the water off. Number eight, the hangers on the floor. If you take your uniform or your sweater or your jacket off the hanger, what is the problem of why you cannot hang the hanger back up? Tell me, I want to know. And why do you have to break my hangers that I spent money on to hang up your clothes that I bought? You're not helping me. You're depleting me. Okay? I throw away so many broken hangers that I don't know what to do. And it's unnecessary because you have to be either pulling the clothes off of the hanger the wrong way, stretching the hanger, or stepping on the hanger, which tells me you don't care about the fact that I pay for these hangers, and now I want to fight. Okay? I want to fight. Okay? Number nine. This is Ari right here. The crumbs on the table. I know you had something delicious. I know I paid for that delicious thing that you ate. Could you at least pick up your crumbs from your mouth that fell when you ate the thing that I purchased that was delicious? That's all I'm saying. Clean it up. Just brush it in your hand. Take those crumbs to the trash can and drop it in. Please. They never see that. Number 10, They never see the clean clothes that I washed with the detergent I did not want to spend money on and dried and gave to them to put away that's on the floor. Why are there clean clothes on the floor that I just washed? Make it make sense. The next thing that they never see is the unflushed toilet. Yeah, you think it's just boys. No, the girls are terrible at this. I want to say it took them a whole year to catch on to. You use the toilet, you flush the toilet. Put down the toilet lid before you flush. You do number two, wipe yourself, flush the toilet. We do not want to see what you did. What is so hard about flushing the toilet? I promise you, when I buy a house, I'm looking into an automatic flushing toilet because make it make sense. Make it make sense to me. Number 12, the comb or the brush on the sink that they use that they cannot put back in the hallway closet that has all the hair stuff. Now, for me, I have three girls in here with long hair. All of our hair types are slightly different. So there's lots of product in here. And there's a hallway closet that shares linens and hair things. Okay? That's just how my life is set up. But the bathroom is not far from that hallway closet. Please use the brush or the comb and put it back. Use the shampoo and conditioner and put it back. Okay? And make sure it's closed properly when you put it back. Number 13. The clothing halfway on the hanger. That drives me nuts because it ain't nothing for you to fix it. It's going to be better for your clothing to fix it, especially after I spent time to iron it. Stop stretching out the neck of your shirts and your sweaters. Okay, put the hanger on the right way. Button the top button. Make sure it sits on that hanger and doesn't fall off on the floor and then I have to rewash it. And that's pointless. Number 14, we're almost there. They never see the trash that never made the trash can. Okay. They never see that the trash bag is full, especially Anya, because she's old enough to take the trash to the trash can outside. I have to tell her every time, can you take out the trash? I have a dream that one day I'll be able to wake up and she's going to see that trash bag full, tie it, and take it out without me having to say something. And last but not least, they never see the light they left on. Ari has a bad habit of coming home midday from school and turning on my bathroom light, my hallway light, and leaving it on like it's nighttime. Ma'am, if you don't turn my lights off, Georgia power is too high to be having my lights on during the day when it's light outside. Please turn my lights off. Anything you have plugged in your room that you're not using, plug it out. That's energy. Okay? That's energy. We do not leave computers plugged in around here. We do not leave iPads plugged in around here. Okay? I don't even leave the microwave plugged in all day if I'm not using it. I don't leave my toaster plugged in all day if I'm not using it. Okay? Let's be mindful of the utilities that we waste in the household. Let's be mindful of closing the doors when we go in them and come out of them. Okay? Help me have peace by doing what you need to do. But yeah, these are 15 things that my children never see. And I'm curious about what are the things that your kids never see. You can let me know in a DM. You can let me know in a post in hashtag Cozy Room Podcast. You can let me know on Twitter. Okay. But I'm curious about things that your kids never see because, I'd be so irritated. So irritated.
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods. And I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now.
Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to. And I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambypodden.com. You can hashtag shambypodden. On Twitter, it's shambybusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag triple R. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcasts on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator Podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself, and we read books every season. We're on 19, what is this, the 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season, and we're about to finish a book, and then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have the Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambypodden.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about a show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show.